Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump defends U.S. disaster response in Puerto Rico. President Trump said he will visit the U.S. Caribbean territory of Puerto Rico along with the U.S. Virgin Islands next week after both suffered from the effects of two major hurricanes in recent weeks, Irma and Maria.
Both have been devastated, and I mean absolutely devastated, by Hurricane Maria, and we're doing everything in our power to help the hard-hit people of both places.
Widespread communication outages, shortages of food, drinking water, and electricity persist a week after Puerto Rico took a direct hit from Maria. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello Tuesday night sought to deflect criticism about the U.S. response when asked if he believes Mr. Trump understands the serious situation the island faces.
I am confident that he does, and I fully expect his support on this effort. He has verbally made that clear to me personally. So, and again, I want to thank him for acting quickly on some of these things.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Maria. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley urged feuding South Sudanese leaders on Tuesday to seize what she called a last chance to salvage a 2015 peace agreement to end nearly 4 years of conflict that has forced millions from their homes.
This is the last chance at salvaging the peace agreement in South Sudan. The different parties to the conflict must use the next several weeks to commit themselves to this process and to conclude it.
Addressing the Security Council Tuesday, Haley called for support of a regional revitalization process to bring the feuding sides together. This is VOA News.